Hello and welcome to the Much More Podcast, the podcast that aims to help you be more, to be able to reach your fullest potential, and then to be able to give more in terms of that potential. I am your host, Mark Miller, and I'm excited to bring you this one. Let's get into it. Man, life has been really interesting for me. I've just recently picked up my stuff and moved out of Singapore back to Africa. Now dedicating myself to my coaching journey, my coaching passions, and I'm just really excited about it. I'm really excited about where my life is going to be going. Man, I'm really looking forward to building something. Build much more into a brand, something that I can be really proud of. I know that there's going to be a lot of work for me to do to get behind this, but I'm like 110% behind it. I know what God is calling me to, and I'm just so excited about it. I'm so excited to venture into something that is my own and to make those people who believe in me really proud. I'm really proud of the things that I'm going to be doing. But it got me thinking, right? Like looking at this process of moving into what it is you really want to be doing and what the process of that is like. And throughout this, I got into the notion of flow and into the notion of being able to build a rhythm that you can just fall into, rest into, but still allows you to be productive. But as I was approaching flow, I would often find myself feeling a bit bored. It got me thinking about what is boredom. And I came across an interesting quote that says, "There is no such thing as uninteresting things, only uninterested people." And like it got me thinking about what is being bored, what does it mean, right? And boredom by definition is a common feeling. It is a feeling of being unsatisfied by an activity or uninterested in it. These things can lead to boredom. So boredom is related to our energy and is related to our focus. Often we feel like we should be doing something, but we look at the situation around us. And this is a space that I find myself in quite often. I have this energy, what should I be doing? And then I'll find myself just pacing, thinking about things I want to do, but nothing is grabbing that sense of interest or nothing is grabbing that sense of motivation for me to go into it. Well, I just don't have the drive or the motivation to be focused on my task, right? To be focused on what I should be doing. I have been in spaces of boredom a lot where I never really know what I feel like doing. I know there's always things that I need to do and things that I ought to be doing. Like I said in the beginning of this, I'm trying to grow this business. I'm trying to make much more, so much more than what it is already and just making it into something so much bigger than myself. But then there are times when I'm like, I just don't feel like doing this. There's so many other things that is taking my interest. There's sometimes things that give me that endorphin kick, like just spending time going through Instagram or playing games or something that I should not quite be doing. And I would fool myself into thinking that I'm productive by pretending to be busy at a whole bunch of other things. And man alive, that has really cost me. And it brings me back to this quote of, there's nothing that is uninteresting, it's just uninterested people. Often we start to lose interest as we start to make progress. And other times we lose interest as we have paid too much attention to something. So in other words, something has taken way too much of our focus that we start losing interest in it. When something takes up too much attention, our intention in it can dwindle. So it becomes a very fine balance, a very fine line to move into. We sometimes mistake motivation with interest. We get these confused. We should rather not be focusing on motivation, but rather be focusing on interest. And we need to pique our interest in order to find motivation. And how do we develop interest? Well, we develop interest in one easy, simple step. And that's just to remain curious. Ask questions. I mean, being a teacher and I'm dealing with young kids, they ask the question why a lot. And this is something that we lose into adulthood. We lose the ability to remain curious, to look at the world through a new lens. We need to allow those things that used to bore us to thrill us. Often that comes down to looking at ourselves. It means to look at ourselves introspectively and what it looks like for us to sit with ourselves. How often are you looking inwardly to the things that excite you to remain curious? Curiosity drives innovation. It allows you to expand your mind and think outside the box. Get curious. Curiosity will allow you to spark an interest, allow you to look at change and drive towards change, and to raise your interest in a thing. And once you've raised your interest through curiosity, your motivation will come from it because your interest can spark action. Your interest can put you in motion, and in motion you can create momentum, and through momentum you can start impacting flow and creating flow. Curiosity will allow you to connect with others and develop further relationships. You can ask one simple question: let me see how X is doing. I haven't spoken to Tim for ages. Let me see how Tim is doing. This builds strong interactions, right? Curiosity can open you up to new possibilities. Ask questions. Does it have to be that way? Is this the way that we really have to? Elon Musk has always asked us first order thinking questions. Does traffic always have to be that way? Do we always have to build new rockets? He asked order thinking questions. Just because this is the status quo, does it have to stay that way? That curiosity allowed for innovation, and he became motivated through his interest. We need to actually look at how to embrace boredom and how to love boredom and bring boring back into our lives. And the reason why I say this is because the more bored I've become, or the more I've learned how to do something over and over and over again until it becomes boring to me, the more developed I've become, the more I've been able to learn, the more I've been able to do, the more I've been able to achieve, because I've opened up my mind to learn different things. And the truth is that we develop and grow through everything that is boring in our lives. When things become boring, we either drive to expand this and make this a priority and focus on this and change the direction. So when we find something boring, we're going to look at it and be like, well, how do I make this not boring? Okay, well, let me remain curious about it. Let me get into it. Let me see what the intention is behind it. Or we get to a point where if something's too boring, we want to change it. We want to try something new. We want to expand ourselves. So we've got to look at what it is around us that is boring. We can use boredom to create intention. Intention will grow our confidence, and this will redirect us towards purpose, alleviating the languishing feeling that we have at the moment. And I think just in the space that we're in with COVID, we're all feeling like we are languishing. This feeling that we are just not making progress or moving forward or going to be successful. But when we use boredom, when we can look at the things that feel boring to us, we can create intention. We can look at how to interact with this situation and how to combat this languishing feeling. A lot of people right now are just feeling meh. The somber notion of life being okay, but isn't moving us anywhere. We're not moving backward. We're not necessarily moving forward. We're just stuck, stagnant, and meh. We become uninspired. And sometimes being uninspired, we mistake this for boredom. And then we also just feel meh. But boring. Boring is good. Doing the mundane in life, although not exciting, can be really, really good for us. This is where we make progress. This is where progress comes in the turning of life. But here's the thing, and the most difficult part of this is not to perpetuate for it to be circular. We have to adjust and make minor adjustments in the boring, and this can create new direction. We need to practice being bored for this behavior to become second nature. In this, we can create flow, and that's what I want to look at as well. Is from boring, we can create flow in our life. What is flow? Well, flow, this is the tasks that we do don't allow us not to take up that much mental capacity. And we can start using our own extra bandwidth to develop and move forward onto the next thing. I recently watched Soul, and they call it getting in the zone, right? They get into the space of flow. And what we do and what we do, we become really good at until we kind of disappear in that moment. It's a moment that encompasses us. The effort is gone and we start to create something beautiful. We don't feel like we have this effort to do it anymore. And in order to do this, we need to get into the boring, in order to get into this place where everything just is clicking right. And you're just creating this natural sense of momentum. We need to get into the boring to be able to do this. We need to create practice. And this will allow us to elevate ourselves and move ourselves out of it. And doing that just means to be bored and make sure that boring works for us. And this state of flow that I'm speaking about has been investigated from a neuropsychological perspective. It has been associated with a decreased activity in your prefrontal cortex, which is really interesting. So what's really interesting is that Anne Dietrich has seen that flow causes a decreased activity in the prefrontal cortex. And the prefrontal cortex is the part of your brain that is responsible for higher cognitive functioning and self-reflective consciousness, memory, and working memory. It's an area that is responsible for a conscious and explicit state of mind. However, in the state of flow, this area is believed to be temporarily downregulated in a process called transient hyperfrontality. This temporary inactivation of the prefrontal area may trigger the feeling of a distortion of time. You just get lost in time, loss of self-consciousness, and loss of your inner critic, which is quite important because you're not just consciously thinking of all that you're doing and being harsh on yourself. And moreover, this inhibition of the prefrontal lobe may enable your implicit mind to take over, allowing more brain areas to communicate more freely and engage with one another. And being in a state of flow, according to Dietrich, has been hypothesized to give you a dopamine reward. It can also increase curiosity, because curiosity is created and amplified during flow. And we need to get in the space of flow to allow the space of freedom, right? Because it's decreasing our cognitive bandwidth to take in more information, allow more parts of the brain to communicate with one another. The functioning becomes more real. You get an increase of dopamine and you just get in this zone where you're just like, this is what I'm meant to be doing. It gives you a higher sense of purpose and it'll allow you to be way more active in the activities that you need to be doing. It allows you to get way more focused on the work that you need to be doing. And you almost get on this autopilot way of just flying through what you need to get through. But it is something that needs to be practiced to get in there. So if you're feeling stuck, if you are truly feeling bored, try and turn that boredom into flow. And this is how we can do it, right? There's certain ways that we can create flow in our lives. The first way to create flow is to practice it until it becomes boring. Move on from this for a day or two and then practice again. So practice something until you just know how to do it. And like, well, this feels boring. Then have a break from it. Don't allow that boredom to become so circular and such a prevalent thing that you totally just want to ignore the task at hand that you're meant to be doing. So get to a point where it's just boring, that sweet spot where you're like, I'm bored now. Take a break from that. Move away from that. Come back to that boredom. Practice it again. And do this for about 3 or 4 cycles, right? That may take a couple of days, but do that, practice that. And another way to create flow in our lives is to use images and visuals of the completed task. Visualize what the task is going to look at, what the outcome of this task is going to be, what you feel like during this task, and what you will get at the end of it. What is the reward at the end of doing your task? Like, feel every ounce of this task that you're going to. Make it so real to yourself that you can almost like feel it like in your veins, where you can almost smell it, taste it, get into that point like, this is the task that I need to be doing. The outcome of this task is going to be so great, even though right now I don't feel like doing, but with the outcome, the reward of it is going to be fantastic. I'm going to be able to create impact on the people around me. I'm going to be able to elevate others. I'm going to elevate myself. This is exactly where I need to be. Feel that, know it, meditate on it. Then you need to eliminate all distractions around you. Ask people to be quiet. Take yourself away. Get into a different space. Get into a different zone, right? This will allow you to get in the zone, as Saul says, and get into that state of flow. Eliminate the distractions, internal and external. And you can do this by meditating or allowing yourself to be in a calm environment. The fourth and most important point, I think, here is don't rush the task. You've got to ensure that the task is somewhat challenging to create flow. If you rush it, you just want to get over it. You're not practicing it enough. It's not going to get into a point of flow where you can just get into this hyper sense of productivity. Avoid looking at a clock when you're in flow. Don't rush it. Also, some research has suggested that working with certain types of music can also help you escape into your process of flow. So put some music on. Do the work. That's the other point. Don't procrastinate. Don't find other things that take your time or the other things that'll get into it. Just do the work. Do the task even when you don't feel like doing it. That takes a bit of doing, though. Do the task even when you don't feel like doing it. Take that intention into it. You might need to create a bit of tension to be able to do the work. But once there's tension, you can be intentional. And that allow you to do the work. So do the work. And after these steps, the task you are doing won't feel as boring anymore. But you can move into an almost therapeutic state of flow. And in this space, you can just continuously work and almost disappear for maybe 1 or 2 hours. You're like, where did the time go? But you were productive and you increase your productivity. Learn to adjust your flow to your circumstances. I mean, I recently just moved away from Singapore to South Africa and I had to adjust my flow to the circumstances. Don't change everything. Don't change your routine, because the routine that you have built is so important to create flow, but adjust it. That might mean looking at different timing, looking at your structure of the day. Start adjusting it, start tweaking the little things. And this was reminded to me by someone very important to my life, is to start adjusting your routine to your space, to your environment. Familiarity and routine can help you through adversity. So you need to get into that space of being familiar with what you know, getting into that space of flow, and this can help you through the challenges that you're facing. Go with the flow, as some people would say it. Bruce Lee was one that reminded us to become like water, take on a different shape. Water is in the teapot, it becomes a teapot. When water is in the cup, it becomes a cup. Be like water, be able to adjust your environment with ease. But that also gets done through practice and through getting into the space of flow. Get into the point where the boring and mundane feel like flow. And as discussed, this doesn't take too much mental energy, but increases productivity. So get to the point where being bored and feeling like this is mundane can increase your position of flow. Learn how to go with the flow, learn how to get into flow, learn how to get into the zone, be productive that way. And this unfortunately starts with being bored. But use that boredom, reframe that boredom to a space of, yeah, I can get into flow. And once you're in that space of flow, you can be more productive and pull yourself away from the languishing feeling that you may be having. I understand that sometimes things can feel meh and that you just don't want to put energy into stuff. And sometimes that just may be attributed to you wanting to do rest, because work during this period has become so much more demanding in almost all sectors. You need to be aware of that and take the rest. And then allow yourself to develop flow with the new things that are coming your way. Adjust for the flow. I'm not saying that this is easy. This takes a lot of practice. This takes a lot of willpower to get there. So celebrate when you're feeling a bit bored. Realize, okay, this boredom is trying to teach me something. Do I need to use this boredom to get into flow? Do I need to be more intentional? Am I just uninspired right now? Am I uninterested? Do I need to refocus myself into looking at what it means to be interested in a topic? These things are all so important to play through when it comes to creating productivity. Yeah, if you really enjoyed this podcast and you made it this far, right to the very end, I thank you. If there's something you've taken away from this and you want to learn more, but please, by all means, go listen to my other episodes. And I would really like you to subscribe and maybe share this message with one or two of your friends, because I think everybody needs a little bit of motivation in their life. Everybody needs a little bit of encouragement or just a lesson to be learned. If you think there's some sort of value to add to people, please share it around. It would really help me a lot. Feel free to get hold of me at Much More Coaching on Instagram, and I would love to chat to you. Look out for the next one, and I will catch you in the next episode. That's all I have to say on this. Take care. Love you all. Bye-bye.